Hello, welcome to another exciting adventure in time and space at Relative Dimensions on Crazed Fanboy. I am your host, Terrence Newsom, and as I said before, these are the solo years, so it's just me, folks. Today's episode, we are covering Enemy of the World. Along with the Ice Warriors and Web of Fear, I got those for Christmas with some gift cards, of course. I always like to make Christmas time feel like Doctor Who. It's just something about it. I think I always got DVDs when I was younger. Actually, back in the day, it would have been VHS when I was younger. And there's something about wintertime that always reminds me of science fiction, and particularly Doctor Who, or British shows. So I got Enemy of the World. I've finally gotten around now in February to actually watching these. Last week we covered Ice Warriors. Next up, and I've kind of been doing a Season 5 revisiting. I'm probably going to go back later at some point, and I think the new format of Relative Dimensions for a while is going to be random episodes. For now, we're doing them in order here just because I've been revisiting Season 5. So Tomb of the Cybermen, me and Nolan already covered, and Abominable Snowman, I kind of gave a glitter review last time, so we'll probably do a whole episode devoted to that, even though that was a reconstruction. But for now, we're going to do them a little sequentially, just because that's how I'm watching them for now. So, Enemy of the World follows the Ice Warriors. This is a DVD that just came out. It's recently discovered by Philip Morris, all the episodes in a TV station in Nigeria, and as the legend goes, they went through, like, quite a, you know, dangerous terrain and situations to get these tapes, along with Web of Fear. How true that is about being shot at and all that, I don't know. But I'm glad we have them, and if all that is true, the guy's my, you know, lifetime new hero. I mean, to be saving Doctor Who, going through war-torn areas and stuff, I mean, you don't get much more heroic to a nerd than that. Enemy of the World is the third serial in Season 5. Excuse me, fourth serial in Season 5. I skipped Ice Warriors there in my mind. And it's written by David Whittaker, who we all know, you know, wrote the very first Doctor Who novelization of Doctor Who and the Daleks, and he also wrote some episodes like The Rescue and Evil of the Daleks, so no small timer in the world of Doctor Who. When it came for him to write Enemy of the World, you know, it'd be interesting to read. I'm not sure. The director was Barry Letts, and I'm not sure. So it'd be interesting to read, because I'm not sure if him and Barry Letts got together on this, because to me, this cements the kind of Doctor Who Barry Letts would be doing in the 70s, with John Pertwee era, very spy-like, Earth-based, not always necessarily an alien of any kind. In fact, there's very little, if any, sci-fi elements to this episode, except that it's set in 2018, and for you and me, that's no longer sci-fi, right? In this world, the story that David Whittaker set up is 2018. The TARDIS crew lands on a beach in Australia in 2018. And that whole scene's really cool because you have the Doctor, Jamie, and Victoria actually not jumping straight into an adventure, and we're seeing them, you know, what they do when they have fun. Apparently the Doctor takes off all his clothes and likes, well, the exception of some underoos or whole body underoos, whatever you call those, you know, the cowboys used to wear. He's jumping in the river, or no, sorry, the river, the ocean, and swimming, and Jamie and Victoria, for some reason, are worried and think they're going to catch his death. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's cold. They're then approached by some people that are chasing them, and they're eventually brought into this whole conspiracy of this dictator who wants to rule the world named Salamander. And Salamander just happens to look like the Doctor. Not even a little bit. In fact, he looks exactly like that. So there's the whole thing, switch off of the Doctor trying to, you know, pretend to be Salamander, and a whole cool spy story that just could get boring but keeps you interested. And even though it's Doctor Who and there's no aliens, like, it's just cool 60s British spy stuff, and it's, even though it's in the future, it's just really cool. And there's a whole subplot where Salamander is trying to convince these the basic story is he's got people underground convinced that there's a nuclear holocaust on the Earth, so they can't go up, and he's having them create natural disasters through machinery down there, and to it's telling them to get the Earth back to how it should be, whatever you call it, climate-wise, so they can go back up. And in the meantime, he's creating havoc on the real world, and he's going to become the savior by fixing all this stuff. So that was really cool. I thought the story was actually, you know, it wasn't just as basic, take out this dictator guy, which the doctor refuses to kill him. He's going to think of other ways. So it's really fun seeing, you know, the doctor's great in this again, but he's really not into too much. But this is Patrick Troughton's star time. Him as Salamander is brilliant. He's doing this Mexican-ish, you know, Central American type character who's very much an evil, conniving guy, totally different than his personation as his portrayal as the doctor. So it just shows, and you don't ever think like, oh man, that's, you know, Patrick Troughton doing a different role. It's just totally different character. It's brilliant. His face-off with himself, special effects-wise, at the end in the TARDIS is brilliant. I mean, it looks really good even today. The ending is interesting. It kind of instantly, you know, there's a demise for Salamander, and it's pretty instant, and you see him, his demise, and then it goes to credits. Of course, that picks up later in Web of Fear what happened to the TARDIS crew as the TARDIS is careening in space, but a weird ending, but overall, it's 5 out of 5 episode, easy. I don't think there's one thing about it I do not like, down to all the actors. The guy playing Giles Kent is brilliant. The Astrid character is really good and believable. The security guy, Bruce, is a little... he's a little cardboardy, but again, he plays that type of character to perfection. Jamie and Victoria are brilliant. They actually get to stretch out and do some character things you don't get to see, like... you know, espionage stuff and not acting like themselves. And you know, Fraser Hines is brilliant, and he could have done a lot more had they not just always had him being the "oh, I see, doctor" type of character. So to me, Enemy of the World is easily a 5 out of 5. And it's cool that they found it all, so we now can see this, because for years we've heard about it. It's not necessarily the one we've always wanted to see, but I think in the end, I'm glad it's one of the ones we did get. So I hope, you know, I strongly suggest you check that out along with Ice Warriors and the actually other found one, Web of Fear, which we're going to cover next time on here, which is one I've been dying to see for years. I mean, that's one of the ones up there. It's just at least one more piece of the lost episodes of The Great Intelligence, because we only had two before he appeared in the Matt Smith series. So to finally see one is really cool, and I haven't finished watching it by... next time I will have, and we'll cover that here for you. But you can check them out way before me, of course, and write into TerrenceCrazeFanboy.com. And I want to mention, last time, Ice Warriors, I didn't cover the animated episodes. I didn't feel the animation was up to par with 10th Planet DVD, nor did I feel it was up to par with The Invasion, which to me, at least my memory of it, was the best up to this point. It worked well enough, but I really wish Web of Fear had done Episode 3 animated, but for some reason... it was only the reconstruction, which the conspiracy theorists will tell me, you know. And I kind of believe that they actually found Episode 3 afterwards, and they don't want to say it because they'll probably do a Blu-ray release, you know. So I'll see you next time on Relative Dimensions. In the meantime, keep watching, reading, and consuming Doctor Who.